Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Lynn. I'm calling in from Colorado tonight. It's a pleasure of hosting and welcoming you all onto the line here. It is Wednesday, July 29th, Meet the Owners Call with David Sandoval, fourth in our series of transformation questions. And, you know, we've had tens and tens and tens of thousands, maybe more than 100,000 people do the transformation over the last couple of years. I don't even know the number, so yeah, maybe 150,000. I have no idea. We've had lots and lots of folks do it, and lots of people do it successfully. And, you know, others that have had some challenges, had some issues, had some questions, had some confusion. And so I'm glad that David Sandoval is on the line here tonight to separate the facts from the fiction and to give us the best information to utilize the products and the program effectively for ourselves, and then importantly, if you are a promoter and you're sharing the products with others, to get the information so you can give other people, your friends, your family, your contacts, the correct information. So I know that these products work. They work for me, they work for my family, and they work because I try to take them right. I try to follow the labels. I try to follow David Sandoval's direction, and I hope that you all do too. So I'm going to bring David on the line. He's the owner, founder, and the creator of the transformation. David Sandoval, you on the call?
I am, and I appreciate that introduction, but I want to humbly say that I am not the creator, but I do work for him. So
there you go. Excellent, excellent. Well, fantastic. Well, I'm going to turn this call over to you. I know you got some great questions loaded up and some even better answers loaded up, so I'm going to mute out and let you take it from here.
Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Sandoval. I'm one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products, a company dedicated, and I mean dedicated, in ways that are really unusual for a company to be dedicated. See, most companies are dedicated to successfully executing a business plan, to providing profits to their owners, to certain benchmarks of success that are very different than ours. Our benchmarks for success are counted in the number of lives that we're able to impact in a positive way, in the number of people who we're able to inspire, and for the way that we're going to leave this world for the 10 generations of our children who will follow us here. This is very, very important to me. And I have to tell you, and I want you to pay very close attention, because you may not realize it because there's so much excitement. This is real, okay? This is real. The transformation is not a fad. The transformation is not a hoax. It's not a pyramid. It's not anything. The transformation is a real answer to a real problem that is changing people's lives in a very, very real way. I have people ask me all the time, how do you succeed in network marketing? How do you succeed promoting the transformation? I said, it's really simple. And I just talked about this today with some amazing people who I had on the line, some true leaders, and they agreed with me. The secret to succeeding at Purium is to identify those people who are ready and who need what we have. And they know it. Those are the people who are going to be your success. And if you could find those people without offending the people who don't yet know that they need it. Notice my words. They don't yet know that they need it. And you need to understand that every single person you talk to on some level needs what we have. They just may not know it yet. And so it's going to be up to you. It's going to be up to each of us to be able to identify the right people, to serve the people who are ready, and to be patient with, and to not offend those who aren't. And out of that will come tremendous success. What we have is real. Okay? I've seen things like the Master Cleanse. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, really? You drink water and maple syrup and some lemon juice and you feed your body sugar and nothing but sugar for 10 days and people are doing that and claiming it was good or good for them? This is real. We're giving you a patented protein that is used in hospitals to reverse a condition called muscle wasting. You're taking it 3 times a day, putting your body into an anabolic state. No one else has ever delivered this before in the history of this industry. We are introducing something called anabolic fasting. Anabolic fasting is when your body gets built up, gets stronger while you are fasting. It's never been done before in history. This is real. This is exciting. This is cutting edge. And this is the single most effective way to break your addiction to food, to reset your metabolism. And for many people, for some people, they don't lose a pound. And that's okay because they're transferring weight. They're losing inches, even if they're not losing pounds. They're transferring to muscle what was once flab, and we're okay with that. For many people, though, dramatic weight loss is one of the side effects, so much so that the average person loses 12 and a half pounds as a side effect of breaking their addiction to food and detoxifying their body. But there are questions, and those questions usually arise because of the enthusiasm, but the lack of knowledge that comes from those who have gone through this 10-day experience. If you have been through this 10-day experience, if you have made it through this test of fire, this challenge, then you come out on the other side. And you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the roller coaster. When you go to the end of the line and you see people coming off of the roller coaster, they have these huge smiles. They look exhilarated. They're going, oh my God. Half of them are going, I want to do it again. And the other half are going, that was awesome. I'll never forget that. I'm so glad I did it. But guess what? If you look at those same people, you look at those same people as that roller coaster is going click, 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 and climbing higher and higher and higher. And if you look at their faces just as they spill over the top and start shooting down, straight down, and they look scared to death. And if you took a picture of the people who are scared to death and the people who are looking so happy and exhilarated, you would never guess that they were on the same ride. Do you guys understand what I'm saying? You guys tell people about what it's like at the end, but you forget to tell them what it's like at the click, 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 womb part. And this is why people fail to succeed at the transformation, not because they can't do it, not because it's not awesome, because they are not prepared. Because the people who come off of the roller coaster, all they say is, oh my God, that was awesome, you got to try it. They don't go, and by the way, you're going to be scared to death. Now, if people could get off of that roller coaster during the click, click, click part, and during the part that it starts to fall, don't you think they would? Well, not if they really knew and were prepared that it was going to happen and really knew what it was going to be like when they got off, then they'd be less likely to get off. Now, they can't get off the roller coaster, but they can get off of the transformation. And the reason we're having these support calls, and you need to listen. You need to listen to 3 weeks ago and 2 weeks ago and today and next week and the week after that, because we're going to take 5, 6, 7 weeks of answering 7 to 10 questions per week until we have answered 50 or 60 of the most commonly asked questions. And believe me, once we've answered 50 or 60 of the most commonly asked questions, there is very little chance that you're going to have a question we didn't cover. Very little chance. So I want you to succeed. I want you to bring people into this challenge. And I want you to prepare them for that roller coaster ride that they're about to go on. And I want you to let them know unequivocally that when they get off on the other side, that they're going to have that smile, that they're going to be that excited, but that it's going to come with, as I just said, those early moments of regret, resentment, even I wish I could get out and off, and you can't let them, because you want them to get to the end and be part of that amazing, thrilling adventure that we know a roller coaster ride could be. Now, if you don't like roller coasters, forget that analogy. Question number one. this week. And again, this is a continuation in the third week. And we've already answered 21 questions. So question number one is really question number 22, I believe. But what is the difference between super lights and ionic elements? Well, super lights are very specific in their purpose. Super light's job is to rehydrate you and to make sure that your Krebs cycle, that sodium-potassium cycle, is going to be functioning properly during these 10 days. Super lights is going to help you, especially if you're an athlete, but even if you're not, it's going to help you to properly rehydrate. It's going to help you to sweat properly, to rehydrate your bowel so you don't get constipated. And remember, the super lights should be, should be taken as per the directions, but you could also take a little bit less if you find that maybe you're retaining some water because you're using sea salt in your cucumbers and your avocados, and you say, you know what, maybe because I'm using a bunch of sea salt in my cucumbers and avocados, that I'm not going to need to take a full dose of super lights. Maybe you take half a dose. I'm okay with that. But the reason we are giving you super lights is very, very important. And I want you to pay close attention. Sodium is vitally important to maintain your blood pressure level and to balance your Krebs cycle and your peristaltic action of your body. During our early days of the transformation, we had people who had very little salt in their diets. They were very healthy, and they're doing the transformation, and we didn't even remind them to add salt because it wasn't a big change for them. But if you have somebody who does work out a lot, who does have sodium in their diet a lot, you might find that their blood pressure could drop to an unsafe level because they suddenly do not have the sodium they had become accustomed to. So we want to get you about 1,700 milligrams of high-quality sodium from Himalayan sea salt. And we're adding a specific amount of magnesium and potassium to stimulate peristaltic action and the Krebs cycle. And so the Super Lights is a designer salt, specifically designed to make sure your blood pressure doesn't drop too low and that your sodium-potassium cycle and the Krebs cycle remain or are restored to their proper rhythm. The ionic elements was originally used in the transformation in hopes that it would do the same, but unfortunately, the ratio of minerals, while very, very good if you simply need a mineral supplement, was not sufficient for carrying out the needs as I just described. So Super Lights is a designer salt pill. It's like, imagine you took salt pills when you were a kid, when you were running track or playing football or doing gymnastics, and then you advanced and they said salt pills are bad, and then you started taking Gatorade or some other replenishment thing like that. This is the third generation, the 3G, the third generation of sodium infusion. We know that we had to do it. We just didn't know the right way. We tried salt pills. That was not right. We tried, Gatorade. That wasn't right. This is right. This is the right way. Super Lights is the right way. And so we could, the Super Light way is the super right way. However you want to remember it. This is an athlete's and a transformation vital for that. Now, we used to call it yoga salt. It was for people who did hot yoga, people who did saunas, people who worked out a lot. Then we called it sports salt, but we decided to call it super lights because it made more sense. It wasn't specific to people who did yoga. It wasn't specific to people who worked out It is specific to people who do yoga, workout, or do the transformation, so we called it Super Lights. Again, Ionic Elements is an amazing extract. We use fulvic acid to extract the embedded sea minerals, and it is a fantastic mineral supplement, but it is not Super Lights, and that's why Super Lights are what we use in the transformation. And I love Super Lights. The people who work out and do yoga have begun to buy Super Lights on the side and use them all the time in their workouts. So another what is the difference question, what is the difference between the daily fiber and the Super Cleanse R? Okay, good question. The daily fiber blend is awesome. The daily fiber blend was created by me for a group of 500 medical doctors who belong to something called the Health Science Institute. And they commissioned me to make the world's best fiber product. And I did. And of course, when we did the transformation, we wanted people to cleanse. We wanted people to go, you know, potty, number two. And we thought by adding the daily fiber blend that that would accomplish that. But here's what we learned. Just like we learned the ionic elements were not sufficient enough for what we were trying to accomplish, we learned the same thing about the daily fiber blend. You see, most people, after drinking the requisite amount of water and drinking 3 power shakes and the tart cherry, were not using the daily fiber. They just couldn't stand to have one more big shake, especially one as thick and less appetizing as the daily fiber blend was. And so compliance was so low. And we said, we've got to fix this. So when we fix something, we don't just keep it as good. We make it better. So I decided I was going to put together, and I was talking to a doctor today who, and I've talked to many doctors before, I worked with a cleanse specialist who spent most of her life creating and marketing cleanses, and we put all of our heads together and we created the Super Cleansar. The Super Cleansar is not the daily fiber. I want you to have the daily fiber, but the Super Cleansar should be used for 10 days. If you begin to develop loose stools, drop down one tablet. Reduce your serving by one capsule. It's that simple. The Super Cleansar is going to do a deep cleansing, stimulation, and elimination of deeply embedded toxins and parasites. You are going to take it for 10 days and 10 days only. In between, of course, you could take the daily fiber blend. Then after 20 days of latency, you're going to take another 10 days. And this is going to complete the cycle. It takes 40 days. You only use it for 20 days. It's the first and last 10-day period within the 40 days. And the 20 days in between is the time that we're allowing for certain embedded toxins and for parasite eggs to reveal themselves and to be purged. So in other words, it takes the 20 days in between for the body to be ready for the final cleansing. And this works very, very well. So Super Cleansar is a temporary 10-day cleanse that is repeated after 20 days of latency. The daily fiber is daily fiber to be used every day. But during the transformation, most people won't because they're already having so many shakes. When the transformation is over, it's great to add that into your regimen to keep you regular and your bowel healthy throughout the year. And I hope that that sort of answers the question. Remember, we're always trying to improve things, and this has found that our compliance is much better. Constipation has been reduced. Headaches have been reduced. Cramping has been reduced. All of this has been reduced since we've added the Super Lights and the Super Cleansar. Okay. Number three, I feel bloated. What do I do and why? Very good question. We already answered it. This means you may be getting too much sodium. So then you back off on the superlights because it means you're probably putting sodium in. Now, the other consideration is you might be constipated. So there's bloated because you're retaining water, and there's bloated because you're constipated. Figure out which one is which. It shouldn't be because you're constipated. And if it is, listen to what we at with the way I answered that question in week one. But it more likely is because you're retaining water because you might be having too much sodium if you're putting sodium on your avocado, sea salt on your avocado and your cucumbers and taking the superlights, then that could definitely cause bloating. I've had somebody ask that question. They backed off on the superlights and it went away pretty quickly. The other thing is, if you're gassy, a teaspoon of the aloe vera 40X will take away that stomach bloating that makes you feel, that stomach gas that makes you feel bloated. Number four, what do I eat after the 10-day transformation is over to maintain my new weight? This is a really, really easy answer. It's a really easy answer. We have so many amazing recipes that are on Facebook, Purium Recipes, and that are in your transformation guide, that are on our website, and more importantly, we have an approved food list that gives you carbohydrates, fruits, vegetables, proteins, spices, cooking oils, everything you need to create meals. And all you have to do is decide what you want. Go down the protein list. And you're like, okay, am I vegan? Then I'm going to select one of these vegan options. Am I not? Am I vegetarian? I'll select a vegetarian option. Am I a meat eater? Then I'll select a meat option. Okay, am I going to, then you'll select maybe, something from the carbohydrate side, something on the vegetable side. There's complete meal planning possible just by looking at the approved food list. And here's what I suggest. I suggest that after the transformation, you start out having one meal a day and you keep using Purium supplements. The same things you did during the transformation, but a little bit less. Maybe have 10 aminos a day instead of 15. Maybe have 2 servings of Power Shake instead of 3 and have the meal. And then do that for at least 7 to 10 days, and then maybe do the same thing, but maybe add 2 small meals instead of, maybe add another smaller meal. And most people are going to find that with one small meal and one larger meal and the Purium supplements, they are in the perfect groove of eating, getting their superfoods as their insurance policy, and having 2 opportunities to enjoy one small meal and one larger meal a day. And they absolutely love it. And I recommend that they could do, their own version of that. But a combination of Purium Superfoods and my approved food list is the answer. Now, which transformation products should I continue with after the 10-day transformation? And how should I use them? I think you should look. You're probably going to become addicted to the Power Shake. But maybe you might want to try the Love Super Meal. I would keep using the cherry. I would keep using some form of green drink every single day. And once you started using the Master Aminos, it's hard to go without them. So quite honestly, I would like to see every single person post on Facebook how they are living the Purium lifestyle. I want people's, opinions. I want to share because I've heard 1,000 different ways. I mean, literally, for every person who does Purium, they have some unique way that they've incorporated into their life. And what I know is that every one of them has a better life because of that. So the truth is, we have 52 products, and most people haven't even begun to explore them. So I want to invite each and every one of you to go through our product line one at a time because when the frequently asked questions portion of this is over, we're going to go to a product by product description. Each one of these shows is going to be dedicated to one of our products, and it's going to blow your mind what a diverse and amazing product line we have. So the transformation is a gateway. It's an entryway into the Purium lifestyle, and you are doing yourself a disservice if you have not completely explored all of the other products that we have. Now, question six, when doing the continuation, should the person still take 15 of the aminos, or should they go to the label and take 5? I like somewhere in the middle. I like to take about 10 aminos a day, and I go through 2 bottles of super aminos a month, and that works really well for me. But I want everyone to find their own rhythm. You do not need to keep taking 15, but if you're an athlete, you're probably going to. Question number 7. If I am doing the rotation diet with one day on and one day off, do I take the Purium supplements on the off days too? The truth of the matter is that Manny did, like, every day he did the aminos and the cherry. But on the off days, he didn't do the power shake because he was having salads and cabbage soup and things like that. But he did the aminos and the cherry every day. So when you're doing the rotation, the one day on, one day off, which is typically recommended for people who want to keep losing weight, and we're going to help them by giving them these all-you-could-eat meals where they could have, you know, things like cabbage soup and chili beans and watermelon and oatmeal and other things like that, and lentil stew, and they could eat all they want because it gives them that full feeling, and we want them to get really full, and then they want them to fast the next day just using Purium products only. And it's this amazing rhythm of feeling in control of your food. If you haven't tried it, you've got to try it. You literally will get fully stuffed on one day, and you'll practically fast the next day. And it's a beautiful feeling. If you haven't tried it, you really have to try it. That's what we did with Manny, and that's how we usually help people who have to lose 50 pounds or more to do that, is doing the rotation diet, and I love it. Number 8, if I take the second bottle of Super Cleansar 20 days after finishing my 10-day transformation, do I need to be on the transformation again for it to be effective? No, you do not. But you should be living a Purium lifestyle using some supplements and eating off of my approved food list, hopefully, but not required. Question number 9. When doing the continuation, what should be the portion size for the meal? You know, I like about a 600-calorie meal, and that way you're getting still under 1,500 calories, which is still a super low-calorie, super high-nutrient lifestyle. Now, it is, hold on one moment. It is exactly 6:30, and I believe in keeping contracts. I believe in keeping my word, and I promised you that this would be a 30-minute call. So I want to thank you for tuning in. My name is David Sandoval. This is the Meet the Owners call. I am dedicated to answering every one of your questions thoroughly without filter on this forum. And we're going to record them. We're going to document them. They're going to be in our back office because we want there to be educated and purposeful people. So I appreciate all of you once again. I'm going to unlock the phone lines because I love the time we spend together, the 30 seconds or a minute, sharing, you know, our enthusiasm for Purium, for life, and for each other. So, without further ado.
Thank you, Dave.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
See you at convention.
We'll be there.
Aloha. Ahui ho. Arrivederci. Au revoir. Ciao.
Ciao.
Good night, y'all.